Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Hump Day Wednesday in the city. What's going on, everybody? Good evening to you. Thanks for joining us tonight. It is 9:01 in New York City, 6:01 out there in Santa Ana, California. Welcome to the show, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's the network, your hip-hop informer. I'm coming to you live tonight out of Tampa, Florida. Hey, thanks for rocking. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Special guest tonight, Ms. Marta Pearson, joining us again. Author, counselor. She is owner of Training by Marta, personal development. And she's here to help us tonight inside Hump Day Wednesday. Of course, we discuss relationships on Wednesday. We're going to keep it jazzy like we do. But Ms. Marta's hanging out tonight to give us tips. And plus, I want to talk about the story out of Detroit, a very disturbing story out of Detroit, a case where the 19-year-old actually were Nisha McBride, I think her name is. I'm not sure if you all are familiar with the story. November 2nd, there was an accident out in Dearborn Heights, Detroit. Another very sad case. We will talk about that and much, much more with our special guest, Ms. Marta Pearson, hanging out tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. OD, I'm rolling Hump Day Wednesday.
I'm on there rolling you. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling
music. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man.
Oh, you what about? Oh, you with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action. Hip hop. Get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
That dude overdose right here inside Hump Day Wednesday, TM Hotman Radio Live. Hey, thanks for joining us. 6:06 out there on the West Coast, 9:06 here in Tampa, Florida. Special guest tonight, Ms. Marta Pearson. But first, all the way live from the DMV, give it up, that dude, St. James. What up, brother?
Real good, man. Hey, man, it's colder than the polar bear's toenails out here today, B. I don't know what's going on.
Yo, it is quite nippy. It's like in the 20s right now up there, right?
Yeah, man. Brick City out here, man.
Burr. All the way live from a place that's not so burr. From anybody, Plant City.
Never.
Give it up. Hot chocolate. What up?
What's up, everybody?
Hey,
you might need to send Save
a cup of hot chocolate.
He can have the cup of hot chocolate and the heat that's here in Tampa Bay. It is roughly 60, maybe 3 degrees right now.
But
I'm saying the Floridians earlier today when I was making my way to work, it was, you know, maybe low 60s, high 50s. These people have on coats and scarves and I saw a young lady with gloves on. I'm like, really?
It was a cool day. It was a cool day, but I loved
it. Cool.
I mean, it really didn't start. When the sun started to go down, you could feel the temperature start to drop quickly. It was a beautiful day here in Tampa Bay with the sunshine.
It was a comfortable cool. It was a cool that we would, you know, maybe throw on a hoodie and just keep it moving. Like, you don't need all of those.
Who wants to wear hoodies nowadays, man? That's November, man.
It's like, cool. I really don't care.
I miss being able to wear my warm weather wears.
We are up close and personal tonight with our friend. She's back. We had a good time with her the last time, and we expect to have a good time inside of our two-hour program at this point. Welcome Ms. Marta Pearson back. Welcome back, Ms. Marta. Thanks for rocking with us.
Thank you very much for having me. And
also,
as far as the weather goes, I have to say it's all a matter of perspective. After 24 years in Maine, this was great.
Oh, wow, 24 years in Maine, how'd you do it?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you get used to it. It's a nice dry cold, but it is cold. I finally had one snowstorm too many and said, I'm done. So I'm good.
Yeah.
No matter how it gets, it's never as cold as it is there, and there's no snow.
Well, we say good evening to our friends in New York City tonight, where it's 36 degrees. Good evening to our friends in Atlanta, where it's 34 degrees. What's going on north of Virginia, where it's 39 degrees? And shout out to those folks in Houston listening to us live, where it's about 48 degrees. It's pretty cold across the country.
Yeah, big cold season, man. I'm trying to tell you what we did. It'll help you out.
Polar bear toenails, he said.
Cold as polar bear toenails. Ms. Marta, what's been going on in your world? Ms. Marta, ladies and gentlemen, has been working while she has been enduring all at the same time. But it's nice to see you back on your feet. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks very much. I've finished my cancer treatments and doing a little physical therapy, but other than that, getting my strength back, my hair is growing back, and everything is moving along.
Absolutely. And like
awesome.
I said, like to see you back on your feet, and it's nice to hear your voice. But Ms. Marta, tell folks who may not be familiar exactly who you are and the work that you've done.
Well, currently I provide workshops and seminars and classes. I also do personal coaching with individuals to help them either to improve their personal skills or figure out where they want to go and then how to get there. So my background includes work as an investigator for law enforcement and more than 14 years as a trauma recovery therapist.
And I actually met Ms. Marta because she was providing personal training to a group of ex-offenders that I was actually servicing. And so she has a couple of books that she's written, but she also has 52 weeks of lessons that if you're talking about really trying to get on track, she can help you get on track with her 52 weeks. But Ms. Marta, expound on the 52 weeks of lessons and give us some examples of what those lessons consist of.
Well, the one of the reasons it's called 52 Weeks to an Extraordinary Living is because we are creatures of habit. Some of those habits are bad, some of them are good, and we want to replace the bad ones with good ones. So we want to learn how to better trust and how to communicate more effectively. So the book gives a lesson that I advise people to read, to study, and practice for a week at a time before they add in another one. Time you have gotten to the end of the year, you've completed the 52 lessons that I find essential for extraordinary living, and they've become habits because you've done them over and over and over again. It also includes stress prevention, which is something that I want to talk about tonight.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and we'll continue on with just that and our special guest, Ms. Marta Pierce. You're in tune to TM Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine non-stop, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night. 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight are the very last show, before we are out on the road. The girl them a release the load. So let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. We're ready for the road. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. 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 Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chips in feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night. Everyone with painted body, clean credit and painted money. Nobody wanna dance by themselves, everybody wanna dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road.
so the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. 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 We're ready for the road. We're ready for the road. We're ready, we're ready, yeah, we're ready. We're ready, yeah, we're ready. We're ready, 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 yeah, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready, we're ready.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Boonjig Island with Different Technology. Shout out to my peoples out there in Kingston,
Different
Jamaica, where it is
technology.
9:17 p.m.
Oh,
and
hold on. He was from Trinidad. What? Sorry.
Okay, but I was still giving a shout out to the time in Kingston too.
You know they take that stuff seriously, B. I'm just saying, you know,
okay.
For my
shout out to my people them in Trinidad and them in Kingston and them too. And, okay. My bad, Boonji. No disrespect to them there.
We are
that crew at TM Hyman Radio. Save James, the General, TM Hyman, and myself, Hot Chocolate, and our special guest tonight. She is back with us, and we are so happy to have her. And she was actually going to give us a little bit of insight, Miss Marta, on some stress-relieving tips. And I, in particular, and myself and TM, who I don't really want to put us on blast like that, but you know we have some issues managing our
blood pressure.
We are both sufferers of hypertension and need some tips and some ways to lessen on those stress levels. Please help us, Miss Marta. Please.
All right. In one way, I'm going to disappoint you. Most trainers talk about managing stress or eliminating stress. It is possible to live a stress-free life. I'm going to teach you how to prevent stress from even coming into your life. It won't be
now. That's what I need.
But when you develop the habit, you will begin to have a stress-free life. Now, first we have to define it. Some people have defined stress as good stress, bad stress. To me, that's like saying good poison, bad poison. It doesn't work. Stress is bad. It does not help us. It hurts us. So before we talk about stress, I've got to talk about what comes before stress, and that's tension. I define tension as all the events that come into our life, both positive and negative. When my son was getting married, it was a positive event, but it was tension-producing. When my daughter had an automobile accident, it was a negative event. That was tension-producing. But we want tension in our lives. So picture this. You have someone on a tightrope from point A on the left to point B on the right. If there's too little tension in the rope, what happens to the person as they try and walk across?
The rope dips and they fall.
That's right. If there's too much tension, what happens to the rope and what happens to the person?
It breaks and they fall.
It breaks and they fall. So too little tension is boredom. Too much tension is stress. But the right amount of tension gets a person from point A to point B. want to eat it. If there's too much spice, it's overpowering, and we can't eat it. The right amount of spice makes it a wonderful meal. So we want to look at tension as all of the events that come into our life, both positive and negative. Now, think of each tension as a marble. And if you have a glass half filled with water and you drop a marble into that glass, what happens to the level of the water?
It rises.
It builds up.
It rises. And as I keep dropping marbles in, I ultimately get to the point where there is overflow. The last marble creates the overflow. The overflow is stress. So what we want to do is we want to look at every marble that drops into our life and evaluate it immediately. Can I get rid of this? And if I can't, I let it sit. I'll come back to it in a week or maybe 2 weeks later. And what I will not do is worry about it, because worry is another marble that I don't need. So, for example, your hours at work have been cut. Your car has a problem. Your hours were cut, so your income is less, so you can't get your car fixed. So those are two marbles that are going to sit in your life of water. A third marble drops in, and it is that your child has a cold. You have another marble. You have a headache. A fifth marble is that your in-laws are coming over for dinner. Another one is that you broke a platter. Well, I'm going to give my child some medicine and put them in front of the TV and let them watch videos. I'm going to take something for my headache and take a short nap while I lie beside my child. I'm going to serve hot dogs and baked beans for dinner, something very simple, when my in-laws come over, and maybe they won't stay quite as long. The platter I never liked anyway, so those are four marbles that are already out of my life. Next week,
right,
I start thinking about the fact that all of my friends and relatives love all the cakes I make. So I put up a little sign at the local grocery store and say, I'm available to bake cakes for special occasions. That income then may help me get my car, and until then, I carpool. So that marble, transportation to work, is now out of my life. As long as you flow marbles out of your life as they come in, as you're able, you will never reach the overflow of stress. Question?
Now, my question is it's a rearranging really of the marbles, or is it it's not total elimination all the time? That's what I'm understanding. You have to be able to rearrange them to make the glass not overflow, basically.
What you want to do is get rid of them and flow them out of your life. Whatever you can't flow out, you let it sit until you come back to it and recheck it and see if things have changed enough that you can get rid of that one. So you don't want to just rearrange them, because if you've got eight in there and you're rearranging them, that's still eight. And if your overflow is nine, the next thing that drops in puts you into stress.
True. Okay. Okay.
So at a peaceful time, you want to figure out how many marbles you can handle before you reach stress. For some, it's 10. For some, it's 14. For some, it's 18. Whatever your number, make sure you are always at least one or two under that number. And if you're not under that number, you sit down and you look at all the events in your life and say, what can I get rid of right now? And you start working on getting rid of some of your marbles.
So let me ask you this. What will you say to people who don't know how much capacity they have? What if they feel their cup is already full and the next thing is going to make, you know, my cup runneth over? Like,
because,
you know, those that don't, you know what I'm saying? What do you say to them?
Yes. When that person feels that stress, they should sit down right then and write out all of the things that are stressing them, all of the events that are causing that stress. That'll give them the number, at least a preliminary number, to start looking at.
Okay. So to that point, Well, I guess I'm thinking, like, because I know a couple people in my life, you know, that are close to me that can use this kind of strategy, and I'm trying to think of the best way to approach them with it, because there is no rationale once the stressor takes shape. They redline. They put too much spice in the food. However, whatever analogy you want to use, they go there, and, you know, and there's no really breaking through for them to actually have a rational moment once the feed blinders are on. You know how, like, when the shark is about to eat, they put that little sheet over their eyes before they about to attack? It's just like that. That sheet comes over his eyes, and he's in instinct mode, and it lashes out at everything. So how do you, like, bring those people down?
It will work for anyone who wants it to work. I had a client once who I talked this to, and with all of my clients, I encourage, I almost insist that they share it with the friends and family around them, because if you go back to your family and friends and you don't share the information, you're going to fall back into the old habit you had rather than having them come into the new habit you're developing. So I had a client. She came back to me and she said, you know, this weekend I was trying to move, student, I work part-time, I'm a single mother, and I yelled up the stairs at my son, hurry up, we've got to go so we can get back and finish packing. He said, he came down the stairs and he said to me, Mom, did the last marble just drop? He said, if my 8-year-old son can get it, I can get it. So it's really a matter of looking at all of those events, all of those tensions that are coming into your life, and getting rid of them rather than letting them sit and build up and create that stressful feeling.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you are up close and personal tonight with Ms. Marta Pearson. I'm sorry, Ms. Marta. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that some people like drama. They want stress. They want to create stress for other people. It won't work because they don't want it to work. But anyone who wants a more peaceful, relaxing, exists more efficient, which literally lowers your blood pressure, makes you healthier and nicer to be around, this will work for you.
I got you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are up close and personal tonight with Ms. Marta Pearson. She's dropping jewels. If you want to talk to her live, you can dial 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, and we'll continue on. Coming up, we got health and wellness out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. Dee Dee Willingham coming up next. Sage, she definitely dropping jewels. I got a few people that I think could benefit from it too, but how you present it makes all the difference in the world, because you want to make sure
it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely,
everything how you present to them when they're in that mode, it's all about presentation.
Absolutely, Ms. Marta.
Mm-hmm. You need to take a break.
Can you tell us? Well, we definitely got to take a break, but before we do that, can you tell us right now how we can get in contact with you? Phone, email, website, how can we reach you for people who are listening who want to contact you?
Looking on a website, but right now you can email me at action, A-C-T-I-O-N, at trainingwithmarta, and that's MARTA.com. Action at trainingwithmarta.com.
Ms. Marta Pearson, action at trainingwithmarta.com. More to come. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the best Addict, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah. Trey.
917-889-3926 is the number to call. It's your boy, Save James. I'm here with the crew. We got General T.M. Hyman, the very mature hot chocolate over there. And we got our girl on the line with us, Ms. D.D. I was going to say, but I ain't going to go there yet. Not yet. But it's just Hump Day Wednesday, everybody. We're about to get our health and wellness segment popping. Ms. D.D., what you got for us over there?
What's happening, family? What's happening, TM family? What's happening in the world? And Ms. Marta, good evening. I'm here this evening on Hump Day to bring you your health and wellness, and I hope all of you are doing well and are in good health. Tonight, I just wanted to discuss real quickly, put some give some helpful hints. We have embarked upon the cold and flu season. It's already out there getting popping, kids sick, adults sick, I'm sure. So I just wanted to just bring back to people's remembrance some easy things to do to help ward off the colds and the flus. Because you got the swine flu and you got the H1N1 and all those other flus. So just a couple things you can just be mindful of, because you definitely, the biggest thing you want to do is to boost your immune system. That's what wards off any type of bacteria, be it viral bacteria or any kind of bacteria that would cause you to get colds and flus. And forgive me, I do sound a little down, but I really am in good spirits, you guys. I don't think I'm suffering from a cold or a flu, but I can't tell yet. however, again, and as the season, keeps going on and the people around you continue to get sick, the best thing that you can do, again, is to boost your immune system, and we can do that by taking some immune-boosting herbs, taking the right vitamins, and those of us who do not exercise, you might want to begin to exercise to help improve your immune system. Six quick things that you can also do to help ward off colds and flus. Again, add more antioxidants into your diet. You want to eat things that's like fruit and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. They are high in antioxidants and help build your immunity. Also, some vitamins that can help you, vitamin A, B6, vitamin C. Vitamin C is definitely a good one. Vitamin E
Say, vitamin A again.
Vitamin A.
That's like extra country. Stop it. Say it one more time.
Oh, wow. Okay, the little country in me come out. It's all good. I'm a little country girl. I'm from the VA, Chesapeake, Norfolk. I'm good. Vitamin A, and that is my little country. Hush, stop it. I'm not going to say it again. Also, you want to take your multivitamin. Your multivitamin, some of them may have vitamin A and some B's, but definitely most multivitamins have a low amount of these, the other vitamins that I mentioned. So you might want to take those in conjunction with, if you're not already taking a multivitamin, which includes a phytonutrient and a mineral as well. Some immune boosting herbs that you might want to look for in the store, or if you have a health food store around, or they also in some of your grocery stores. I'm sure you heard of echinacea. It's a very good one. It can help ward off any colds or flus. Elderberry and astragalus.
Astragalus.
Now, that's a Chinese herb, and it stimulates your T helper and your natural killer cells, and that definitely helps to boost your immune system while it's fighting off all that nasty stuff. So get you some herbs if you're not into, any other kind of medicines and things that cause, ill side effects. So also get enough sleep. That's one thing I think we as a country, a nation, a world, we don't get enough of, because we have so much going on in our lives. We don't get enough sleep, and that's one of the biggest things that can take us down, improper amount of sleep, not enough rest. You find yourself getting sick real quick. So get as much sleep as you possibly can, 7 to 8 hours at minimum. I know that's hard to do, but cut that TV out, get off the Facebook, and, put the phone down and get you some rest. Move your body. For those that are sedentary, don't like to exercise, love to sit on the couch or sit in the chair or the computer, go and exercise. You know, 30 minutes a day, I mean, I'm sure for 30 minutes we're doing something that we can give up. 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes every other day, you definitely can help improve your immune system. So you want to incorporate that into your regimen. And definitely reduce your stress. And when you say, how do I do that? It's hard to do. I got this man, I got this woman, I got these kids, I got this job. Reduce your stress. Do your best if you meditate, you believe in God, do your best to keep him in the forefront of your day, to keep your peace and your joy. Don't let anybody steal that from you. Keep your stress to a bare minimum. That also helps to reduce the ability to colds and flus. So if you're not sure, you know, take a yoga class. They also, that helps with meditation. You know, go to Bible study on Wednesday and give it to the Lord. I got to do that sometimes. Just, you know, just give it up. So, you know, help with that stress. But those are six things that you can do to help ward off colds and flus. And if you know anybody, pass that information along, protect your kids. And I know it's cold here in Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm not sure everywhere else how cold it is, but, you know, and bundle up. Wrap up, baby. And
bundle
that's your
up.
Health and wellness for this hump day Wednesday.
And that's your health and wellness. Live from Chesapeake, VA with DD. Hey, thank you very much. If you'd like to advertise your business, product or service here on TM Hyman Radio Live, hey, drop us a line. You can hit us up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and someone will contact you. That's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com and someone will contact you. Real talk, real people, real time. We'll be right back. More with Ms. Marta. Right back, TM Hyman Radio.
I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life was fine. What if I treated you right? I should have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without a lie. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Yeah.
9:44 p.m. here in the Tampa Bay area. You are in tune with that team. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your boy T.M. Hyman, Save James, your girl Hot Chocolate, and Dee Dee, our health and wellness expert. We are also joined by Miss Marta tonight, our special guest who's up close and personal with us. And if you would like to submit original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist producer Nokio from Drew Hill live here on T.M. Hyman Radio, email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once we've received your song and your information. We are that crew, that network, T.M. Hyman Radio.
No doubt. Now, Ms. Marta, I have to pick your brain for a second. Do you mind?
Okay.
Do you
no,
mind? Okay. All right. Check this out. What's today, Dave? Just yesterday, I just celebrated my 7th anniversary of being married. So,
congrats, brother. Congrats. Congrats.
Yeah,
congrats.
Thank you. It felt like 7 years, but yeah, it's possible, y'all can do it. All right. Now, I got a question for you. As far as, like, what would you tell people that need to, that are pondering the fact when they found that one? How do they know when it's that one?
Gosh, what a question.
Yeah.
Well, you've been married for 7 years. You knew.
I knew, but I'm saying I'm not everybody.
You're not everybody. I think for everyone it's going to be different because we're all looking for something different. Some people are looking for security. And so when they meet that person who can provide that, that's everything to them. Some people are looking for someone who is romantic. Someone is looking for someone who brings out the fun that they don't on their own. So I don't think there is any one thing that anyone looks for. If someone is trying to figure out who the right person is for them, I would tell them to do a self-inventory. What are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? If you're looking for someone to help you be that whole person, the person who has the strength to your weakness, and that you can be the strength to their weakness, then you're on your way. But know what you want. Know what it is that's most important to you, because for each of us, that's going to be different.
Is that the key, though? Is that the key? And Save, I'll even ask you, as you know, someone who I will say has survived. Because to me, you know, say the first few years is really, you know, that make it or break it. So if you
that's
can
make
get
a
beyond
break,
a certain period, then you've survived. And so, I mean, congratulations. But is it what Ms. Marta said is the key? Actually, now I understand the concept of staffing to your weakness, but is the key to a good relationship actually finding the gap to your weaknesses?
You asking me?
You mean you said gap to your weaknesses?
Well, I mean, I say gap in the sense that, you know, wherever you are weak, you find someone who has that strength. And so in my opinion, that's like filling the gap. So, you know, is that the key?
I don't know that it's the key. I know it is one key. I know so many people who are like that because someone is very organized and their mate is totally not. Someone's very outgoing. Their mate is more introverted. So that the extrovert helps bring that person out a little so that they're not stuck in their shell. And the introvert helps the extrovert learn how to be more comfortable with just
the concept of the opposite attracts. That's that whole the opposite attracts concept, right?
We always think that the grass is greener on the other side. So whatever we are, we think the other is probably or maybe better. I know the exact different type of couple too. I know couples who are exactly the same. I mean, I know he's at work now, so he's not listening. My son and his wife, in so many ways, are exactly alike. But they also have their differences. She's much more of an extrovert, and he's more of an introvert. She loves to talk, and he's quiet, you know, but they have some things that they're exactly alike in. So I think you just have to find someone who complements you in your opposite, but also that you have some things that you share in common.
And
I think there has to be, sometimes chemistry just does it. I mean, you can be with a person for half an hour and you know that they're the one, and some people take 4 years of being friends and then dating and decide that this is the one. I don't think there's any one answer for anybody.
Well,
Miss Marta, this is my question. I'm sorry, Sabe. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, as far as what, I'll make it quick because I know you have a question. As far as I see it on my end, I think it was more the fact that those qualities already came with the package. And I think that's what pushed me more into that, okay, this is a good one right here that I might need to hold on to. When everything else was already in order, and then the extra, like you said, the strengths that kind of complemented where I may have fell short sometimes, those strengths were already there, but I didn't know until that had to be shown that it was there. Then I think that was more of the, all right, yeah, this, let me sit on down for a minute with this, see how this plays out. I don't want to be too hasty on this one. And then, you know, everything else kind of worked itself out. So,
especially when we're aware of our deficits, we don't particularly like those in ourselves. So when we see someone who has a strength in that area, we're certainly going to admire that because it's usually something we wish we could do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, Ms. Marta, my question, do we need to take a break or can I ask it?
Oh, no, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. My question, Ms. Marta, deals with something that I unfortunately, well, kind of fortunately on one hand and then unfortunately on the other hand, am faced with a lot. Because of my good gene pool, I will say, I am mistaken for being younger than I actually am.
Same experience.
Yeah, not sure if you've, you know, picked up on Sabe and his mature references to me, but I am the more mature one on the panel. I'm going to go ahead and divulge my age proudly.
That's not always a matter of age, you know.
And that's true. That's true. I will be 43 years old in a few weeks. And I only look like this. So when the young men approach me, I have to, you know, let them know, you know, young man, I could very well be your mother, so I don't think this is going to work. Now, my question to you is, that was going to be my question to you. I think I have more of an issue with dating younger men that are closer to my kids' age because they are closer to my kids' age. I have a son that is 26, and I also have a son that is 23. And they've come to me in that age range and younger, and I just cannot see myself doing that. Now, at the current moment, there is a young suitor who is trying to court me who is, I'm going to say probably 8 years younger than I am now at this point. He's very well established, you know. You know, he has his head on his shoulders, you know, good, nice young man, I'll say. But I still have my reservations. I don't know how I can get over that. No, not even just that he has a good job. That's part of it, but he's straight. Like, he's not in the streets. You know, he has goals and ambitions. You know, he's not your average Joe to me. And that, to me, says a lot. That gives him that gives him the possibility of being a young suitor in my life, because you have to have yourself together in order to be able to really even pique any interest in me. So
I don't think nothing's wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There isn't, and I think you're cheating yourself if you don't. If you take age as the major consideration without exploring how the relationship can progress, you're cheating
right.
yourself, and you may be cheating him. Age is just.
I'm scared,
Miss
Marta. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm scared.
There are men out there who are 50 who are immature, and there are men who would be 28 who would be extremely mature. You need to get to know the person.
I found that.
Yeah, you need to get to know the person and decide if this person is right for you, not this age is right for you.
Right.
I tell you what, Hot Chopper, you said set your son up to fight him. If he could beat your son, he's a keeper. Boom.
You know what? Cut it out.
Both
my kids fight dirty. I wouldn't even set him up like that.
I'm just saying, if you can beat your son, you keep him.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no, no, no. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nerves in you, baby. And then he left you gasping for air. Well, I can breathe new life in you, baby. Just let me take you there. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
you.
Vegas, Nevada, 10 p.m. in New York City. Jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's WHAC. It's the TM High Radio Network. Hey, you're up close and personal tonight with Miss Marta Pearson. But before Jay Styles breathed again, Hot Chocolate was talking about this younger dude that's trying to push up. And she's being transparent tonight, talking about how she's nervous about it, you know, got butterflies, you know, a little jumpy about the whole situation. Listen, Ms. Marta said there's nothing wrong with that. I totally agree there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, every woman should make her Stella pop off real good. You know, Stella should get her groove back, you know, at least once in a lifetime. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity in your lifetime, Stella.
Well, I mean, and I'm not saying that I'm not trying. I'm trying to be open to the possibility, and I am giving him a chance, but I find myself being a little apprehensive.
What's
just
the problem?
About everything.
If I heard right, though, this man is in his mid-30s.
He is mid-30s.
Early 30s.
No, he's mid-30s. He's 36.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
the
difference between you and him. I mean, that's not like your sons who are in their 20s. So,
that's 7 years.
If you're uncomfortable with the 20s, stick with the 30s. Go for it.
Go for it.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take your advice, Miss Marta. I'm gonna do it.
And
that doesn't mean be aggressive. Don't be aggressive.
No. By no means. I'm still going to
be
as cautious as I would with any man, any age. But I'm going to wholeheartedly give him a chance without any age reservation. That's what I'll do.
That's right, you cougar.
Let your tail flow.
What you are talking about is right on par, because a woman's sexuality in her 40s is equal to the sexuality of a late 20s, early 30s man.
Now we're talking about something, Miss Marta. All right, now let's dish. Okay, all right. I didn't have that concern.
We're very used to the older man and the younger woman. Now, quite honestly, people wonder about that. But the thing is, when you have that older man, the man in his late 50s, early 60s, and you have the younger woman in her early 20s or her 20s and her early 30s, they're very compatible sexually. Their libidos are at a low ebb, both of them. But when you get into women who are in their 40s and 50s, their libido tends to rise because they no longer have to worry about pregnancy and taking care of small children, which is draining physically and emotionally. And they're equal then to the man in his 20s and 30s who also is at his higher libido. So physiology reigns supreme here. So if you need another reason, there you go.
Well, I did because I was really concerned about
makes
that.
I've
never really been attracted to older men, so it does make sense.
It does make sense.
Get a young boy.
Absolutely.
I will.
Get your groove back, Stella.
I mean, and that's crazy to me because you just said 36 too young for you. I'm like, yo, I just turned 35 last week. Like,
and I'm 37, so I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
like that's my classmate. That's my classmate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
dude.
I have issue because, and not blaming you in any way, say, but, you know, I get the, wow, you're getting ready to turn 43. You don't look like your age. I don't know what this age is supposed to look like. So for me, it's a very confusing time as to, you know, you don't dress like a 43-year-old woman would, or you don't listen to the type of music, or you don't do those types of activities. Like, I'm so
Isn't that a stereotype just the same?
Nowadays, though, we are not the same as our grandparents were. I can remember my grandmother at my age looked 20 years and acted 20 years older than she was. I mean, she looked old. She looked
mine
in
too.
I don't. And so,
neither do I. And I'm a grandmother, so yeah.
Right. Well, I'm a great grandmother, and I'm. People confuse me all the time. I say, well, what's my age? And they say, well, 47. No, I got a son who's 45, so I'm not 47.
Right. You go, Miss Marta.
So it's partly that we have progressed. So that we look and are healthier in some ways than our predecessors were. And so we're not necessarily going to look our age. And African Americans in particular tend to look younger than they are. So,
what do they say? Black don't crack. That's right.
Black don't crack. Life is what we make it. And if we make it about a chronological number, we do ourselves a disservice. For those who feel younger, like the younger interests, then go for it because that's who you are. We are not our age. We are a person. And age is just a number that we use to categorize things.
No doubt. Hey, we're going to take a pause and come back. We're going to flip it just for a minute inside entertainment and national news. Want to talk about this story out of Detroit. It's the case of Renisha McBride. Man, it has resonated in a way that is equivalent to the Trayvon Martin situation. But first, we got this new joint from Eminem and Rihanna. It's called The Monster. We'll be right back. You're up close and personal tonight with Marta Pearson.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy. Yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep. Going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you would wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the day that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Can you think I'm crazy? Yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along.
Eminem and Rihanna. It's called The Monster right here at TM Holland Radio Live, 917-893-9926. You can hit us up. We have about 45 minutes left in the show. If you're looking for a steady stream of income, some residual income to add, freedom and an approved lifestyle, Explosion is your answer. Visit EnterTheOpenDoor.com for more information. That's visitTheOpenDoor.com for more information. Residual income, freedom, and improved lifestyle. Explosion. Enter the open door. .com. Hump Day. It is Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, thanks for rocking. Again, we're up close and personal with Ms. Marta Pearson hanging out. And a topic that I like to discuss briefly is the incident recently in Detroit, in a suburban area called Dearborn Heights. On November the 2nd, a 19-year-old woman had an accident in this community. It's extremely tragic. Definitely reminds you, to me, it reminds me of a 17-year-old Florida student, Trayvon Martin, killed by George Zimmerman. Again, this took place in Detroit. Incident occurred where a African-American female had an accident in a suburb. She went up to a resident's home. They were Caucasian. The people, all she was doing was trying to get some help. She was stranded, had an accident, trying to get help. She was shot in the face. Shot in the face. And killed right on the spot. They're outraged in the community. That they are focused on gun violence. Clearly, there are safety concerns and flat-out, you know, racial profiling, you know, from the perspective of the people in this particular community out in Dearborn Heights. I mean, how many times can we hear about black people just being shot down in the streets of America before enough is enough?
This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't even seem as though they tried to find out what was going on with her, because she was, in fact, just she'd had a vehicle accident, just like or similar to the young man in North Carolina who was shot, the FAMU football player who'd had the accident and was going door-to-door trying to find help and was shot by the police officers. I'm really at a loss for words, and I feel so bad for her family. It just, I don't even know what to say.
It's pretty devastating.
Unfortunate, sad.
It's pretty devastating. The incident has attracted a great deal of attention nationally, and you know, anything like this calls the National Action Network to jump on it. So Reverend Al Sharpton his team has already called for an investigation, you know, saying, you know, I mean, he's saying the same thing. This thing just parallels Trayvon Martin, you know, whose shooter, you know, was not charged or arrested. And so, again, the same thing is taking place. You know, nothing has happened, which is a problem. Ms. Martin, what can we do as, you know, I think concerned citizens?
I'm seldom at a loss for words, and yet at this, it is very hard for me to find words to express my sadness over the state of affairs that we find ourselves in. It's that we have become so polarized and so afraid that we don't take the time to get the facts, the information we need. Some people are simply reacting, and their reactions, unfortunately, are deadly when firearms are involved. When you react too quickly, someone is going to die, and I think that's the case here. I think that was the case with Trayvon Martin. We've got multiple issues here. We have the race issue. We have the gun violence issue. We have the homeowner who may feel threatened. How he feels threatened by a young black woman showing up at his door unarmed, I don't know. I'm waiting to get all the facts before I make final judgment.
That's right.
And yet I can't imagine facts that will lend themselves to the degree of reaction that this person took.
Yep. Pretty unbelievable.
I do believe one thing, though. I don't know that I have in the past been as guilty of it as others. We fought hard for our right to live anywhere we chose. We had laws put on the books in the civil rights movement that said we could not be denied housing anywhere that we wanted to based on race. And yet, we remain segregated, not because others force us to, but because we do. We tend to stay in the same areas as our families and our friends, and therefore other races don't get to know us as individuals, to know each other as individuals. All we tend to be is those people, and not only for us, but they are those people. I don't have an easy answer for this. No one does. If we did, we wouldn't be talking about this tonight. But I do believe that we, too, have to look at our behaviors and how we can change the whole system. And part of that is to say, I may need to venture out. I may need to be willing to extend a hand to someone that I ordinarily wouldn't extend a hand to, because when people know you personally, it can change their beliefs about everybody. And so that's just where I am right now.
We're going to pause for the calls, come right back with our special guest, and prepare for our adult conversation in the last half hour of the show. It is 10:19 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for rocking. You can still hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The New York love story. Mac Wiles.
Crazy, like,
we'll be back.
I You know, we've been talking for a minute, right?
That's true.
Got a few things, you know, but I like you. They think that everyday, ordinary, this is different. Yeah, check it.
I guess you're sitting there and wonder, love. Guess you wonder if I'm worthy of a Stevie Wonder kind of love. We fuck for shit, you curious to feeling love.
That's how you feeling, huh?
Yeah.
Although you know that my heart's gone. You let a cold nigga feel your warm touch every time we chill. Like you're so bad in every way, from French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
So what you wanna do? Cause I could think of a few things. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not blind to what you wanna do.
Whatever you wanna do.
See the real don't hide. What you feel is true.
I won't.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through.
Give it to me.
The night, but I need a love thing too.
Yeah, I want you.
Well, I confront like I ain't knowing love. Why you throwing love? The poster by the love. Stuck in it too, but meanwhile feeling something. I guess some old back shots ain't nothing. Back in the days you wouldn't let it go. Made it some precious for a nigga though. Trying to find a way just to let you know. You give it to me good, but I want more. Oh,
I think I want you.
It's like you're so bad in every way. From French tips to your French braid. I'm just saying.
What you saying?
So what you wanna do?
Cause I could think of a few things. Let's make sure we're on the same page.
I'm not
page.
Ooh, what you wanna do?
Calm down.
Be real, don't hide. What you feel is true.
I'm not frightened. I want it too.
Baby, I don't mind making love all through.
Promise.
The night, but I need nothing too.
Yeah, I want you.
So what's a brother to do? Got me wishing I knew what you wanted. I know you're wondering too, playing like I'm too cool, but I'm frontin'. Hey, a homie's telling me to let it go, but you know I never let it show. But you ain't low, baby, yes I know.
I'm not blind.
No.
What you want?
I want you.
I'm saying, I know mine. But what's your fantasy you want to song? Ribbon in the sky, or sherry in the war? Tell me. Don't be shy. Talk to me. I like that one.
Nine 917-889-3926 is the number to call. That sounds like an old Outkast song at the end of it. It's 924 out in Detroit where we're going to pick up our topic. Yeah, you're here with the team, PM Hyman Radio Live team. I'm the boy, Save James. She is the mature. I'm coming up with so many names for you over here. You are the mature,
I know you are.
Very hot lady. Cougar Louise, I don't know where to go. I don't know
Lady
where to end
Cougar.
With you.
Lady
I got a lot for you over here, my very hot chocolate.
You can switch them up.
Huh?
You can switch them up every time. That's cool.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm gonna keep thinking of them too. It's gonna stay fresh.
Oh, I know.
Fresh topic. And he is TM Hyman. We're still here with Miss Marta Pearson, and we were gonna continue talking about this situation going on out there in Detroit. You know, a good point was made just a second ago where all the facts aren't in to really be able to give a full scope on the situation. But just off of the bare details that we have, I mean, it's just an unfortunate situation in its totality, regardless of what the facts are. A life was lost. So that's bottom line. And there was a young lady, it was a young person that really hadn't, you know, not even started figuring out their way through life yet, and just have it cut off like that so abruptly and violently is beyond words. But I mean, at the end of the day, like you're saying, it just goes back to a lot of different issues, as Ms. Martha was saying, to a lot of your points you were raising about, you know, race, about gun violence, about different other policies being put in place in order to avoid this from happening. What is the next step from here? Like, you know, where do we go from here, or do we have to keep chalking this up to the game that we call living in America as a black person? You know what I'm saying? Is this part of the territory that we just have to accept, you know, or is this something that can be actively worked on for the sake of change? You know, I don't know where to go from there. But, you know, if you guys have anything to chime in on that, I don't know what to do. But, I mean, that's just what I'm thinking.
I think the one of the unfortunate outcomes is very likely to be that everybody's opinion based on the group they belong to, and that those opinions are going to be polar opposites of each other, just as often the two groups were polar opposites in Trayvon Martin's death.
That's true,
not all people, but certainly a significant proportion will say will. You know, I don't know how many of you watched Kerry Washington on Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago. Did any of you see that?
They did
one skit in which two guests were being interviewed, and two black guests, Kerry Washington and someone else, were being interviewed on a show that was asking the question, does he lose you? Basically, talking about the president. You know, if he did this, would he lose your support? If he did this, would he lose your support? And there was basically nothing he could do to lose their support. No matter what he did, he wasn't going to lose the black people's support. And,
right.
And I think that's sort of where we are with issues like this, that whatever the facts come out to be, the person who did the shooting is going to have a significant proportion of people who he can't lose their support no matter what the facts are, and we're going to feel the same way about the victim. And that's sad to me. That's sad that we can look at the same thing so differently from opposite sides of the fence, and that there is no middle ground. There is no reality that we can all agree on. And until we're willing to look at the facts and agree on the facts and the reality, our prejudices on both sides will rule us and will lead to more of these, because no one can change as long as you're denying reality.
Absolutely. Ms. Marta, I want to actually ask you to just give us your contact information one more time. We appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight. You know you're welcome here anytime. Again, Arthur, she is a counselor, and she is available to you to help you pretty much to overcome any kind of issue. So pick up the product. You can contact her. Ms. Marta, your contact information one more time, please.
It is Action, ACTION, at trainingwithmarta.com. And every email you send me will be answered.
Thank you.
And now,
without
further ado, we're going to jump into our adult discussion segment with, you know, he's become one of my favorite people. I can't lie. You know, at it, and as much as you know, I'm mature to him, and you know, I'm Lady Eloise or whoever. He is still one of my favorite people.
I told you,
Save James, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta love him.
I tried taking a little time to work on you.
He did.
Recognize it like everybody else does. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Self-inflection. You know what I'm saying?
True that.
Anyway, I'm gonna cut right to it. I was listening to bouncing around the radio this morning. I heard a pretty interesting topic that I felt would be pretty appropriate for tonight's general aura that surrounds it with relationships on Hump Day Wednesday. Now, the question was posed, that is it unnatural for men, well, I'll even go further in a broader scope, for adults to be in a monogamous relationship. Now, before you answer, and I remember the question, is it unnatural, not is it right or is it wrong, whatever the case may be, is it unnatural? Now, I'm going to lay a little stat on you. There's 11 animals on the planet Earth that are made for one relationship. 11. Human beings do not make the list. With that said, I need to know your stance. Now, some of the callers that called in on the show that I was listening to, they were mainly targeting the female population to see what their response was. Because we all know every man more than likely would say yes. I mean, that is unnatural. You know, so they want the female vote to actually see exactly how they felt about it. And a lot of them, but I won't say a lot, the call that I heard was 100% yes, it's unnatural. Not to say that they liked or accepted it, but they even admitted to it that it's that they felt it was unnatural. So I'm just saying, I want to know how you guys feel. Me personally, my idol is King Solomon of the Israel of the, you know, the biblical days.
Right.
He's my idol, 700 wives and 300 concubines.
Oh, my God.
A busy man. What I'm saying, he had a kingdom for them to chill in, a castle.
Funny.
You know, he built the temple. Everybody had their own room. So it was all good. They had a shared bathroom sometimes, but, you know, they got through.
I don't know if unnatural more so than unmoral. I get the moral aspect of it, and I would say it's immoral. You know,
right? I agree,
but I'm not sure. I would say that it's unnatural. I only say that because there are other religions that contradict even the morality of it. So I think it comes down to culture. I think it comes down to belief. I think it comes down to tradition. And it depends on what part of the world you live in. So we may say that here in the U.S., in the West, but they may feel differently in the East. And we can't take our Western concepts and ways over in the East and think that, we're not going to have problems. So I'm not sure it's unnatural, more so than immoral from where I stand. And, you know, I hope
so
that's not too much of a broad
one, bro. Is it unnatural? Yes or no? No?
Well, surveys have been done that show that one-third of the population is monogamous. One-third is serially monogamous, meaning they move on from one to another, but when they're with someone, it is only with that someone. And then the other third is just totally out there for whomever. I don't think it's unnatural to be monogamous if that's how you are made. Some people only want to be, and some don't. So I don't say it's unnatural. I think the natural depends on the individual.
So it's not unnatural that people don't genuinely have some kind of, now I'm just playing devil's advocate here, that is not unnatural.
I gotta finish
the question, because you gotta see where I'm going with it. I'm trying to see if you think it's unnatural for people that may meet out the blue and there be an instant connect or an instant spark or instant connection, that chemistry, that unwritten chemistry takes shape. Is that not natural if they're already in a monogamous relationship? You see what I'm saying?
You mean if they're already in a relationship?
If they're already in one, and that emotion may be aroused for whatever reason.
I can be.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. I can have had a totally satisfying meal, but then if you put something else in front of me that I really like, I may want it too. So. It's the same thing to me, that we can be tempted by something, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we need to act on it or would act on it.
I'm not saying to act on it. I'm not saying that at all.
I think the person who really feels that they are monogamous, that they are committed to one person, may appreciate that, but would not be tempted to be with them.
I think you're missing the point, what I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
Well, I think I might be as well. Now, the way I'm understanding the question is, and I'm going to try to break it down in Ms. Marta's terms because that made me understand a little bit better. I'm full. I've had my meal. You know, I'm fully satisfied, but, you know, you cook something up and it's smelling spectacular. It's making my mouth water. You know, all of that. Do I eat it is my question. And is that what you're posing?
I'm not going there neither. Y'all reading too deep into it. I'm talking about the initial arousal of
just
any kind of,
just the attraction.
Just
period.
The attraction.
Is that unnatural?
Just the attraction.
No,
how
that's
is
not,
that not. But see, but that's what I'm saying.
That's not unnatural.
That's what I'm saying. That goes to my point. That's the point that I'm trying to make as a devil's advocate. If that attraction, that natural attraction, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, whatever the case may be, that natural attraction that you feel, some that you may have a spark with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
while you're already in something, if those feelings, like, so I'm, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to ask you, like, Ms. Marty, have you been married for how long? How long have you been married?
I'm not married.
Okay,
are you saying that? Yes.
Okay, so I'm saying while you were married, you never thought somebody, oh, wow, he's kind of cute. Or, you know what I'm saying, like you may get a little fun, little extra fun with somebody at work or whatever because you may have, like, you know, a little bit of extra fun. You know nothing to never go on, but there was just that little bit extra for that person because y'all just kind of, you know, shared that little vibe.
Let me see if I understand you. Are you saying that if a person is truly monogamous, they would never be tempted or interested?
That's basically along the lines of what I'm saying. Like, is that I don't know. I guess, like I said, missing the point. The natural attraction that happens initially, if that never happens, how can it not be, you know, how can it claim not unnatural for somebody to, you know, want to not be monogamous or not be monogamous?
I guess it depends on how you're defining monogamy, because to me, I'm defining it as wanting to share my life exclusively with one person.
Yeah, and I'd say I share the same definition.
But I'm not going to be blind and deaf to someone who comes along and looks good.
Yeah, right. That's impossible.
But that doesn't mean I want to share my life with them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Right. All right, that's all I want to make sure that we read it from
well,
the same book.
I think it's natural to be monogamous and have attraction. As long as you don't want to act on it, you're truly monogamous.
Okay.
And honestly,
right,
I think that's healthy. I think it's healthy to have other arousals or, you know, attractions. And I'm just like Miss Marta, as long as you're not acting on them, then
right.
I don't think that there
absolutely.
Are any lines that are crossed.
Okay. All right. That's the whole point I was trying to get to.
That was a good question, though.
It is.
Well thank you.
Certainly.
We're going to pause and we'll be right back. Hey,
yo. This is the remix. I ain't say that in a minute. Miguel, Chris Montana, Bad Boy. Yo, Test Smooth. Check it out. Hey, yo, your love is like perfection.
Like perfection.
My protection.
My protection.
My resurrect. Let's rock. I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I kick in the door, waving the 4-4. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me
come
no
on,
more,
Sean.
Let's rock, don't stop, come on. Oh yeah, you know we back,
baby. Oh, and I can't wait to see your friend. Ooh, ooh, baby.
Like this, let's rock.
Transform my V, drop head, me and Puff Buff and B.I.G. Round with your main squeeze, watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just tight red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scoop me in the big body. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody.
Maybe
ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady, that's cool.
Let my love adorn you.
10:46 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. That is Miguel with the Adorn remix featuring, oh my gosh, everybody in the world. Diddy, French Montana, Notorious B.I.G., and I know I'm forgetting four or five people, but, you know, that's what happens when you have 12 features on a song. Now, if you missed any part of our show tonight, you can always go back and check out the podcast, and we want to thank Ms. Marta Pearson once again for joining us up close and personal. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the General T.M. Hyman, and that is Sabe James over there. Madam Boston, we hope that you get well soon and come back and join us. Dee Dee, also our health and wellness expert, was with us tonight, and we have been getting some very, very good advice on all sorts of things from Ms. Marta Pearson. And again, we thank her. She's a friend to the show, and she is always welcome back here with us. We got a few more minutes, so if you want to weigh in, you want to ask any questions, you can hit us up, 917-889-3926.
And she's still hanging out with us. She's still here with us, too.
She is. And Ms. Marta has – she's opened my eyes. And you know, drop some gems and some jewels on me. And yes, TM did say I was being transparent tonight. Generally, I'm not very open about my relationships or any of the suitors who are courting me, like the elders say. But yeah, I'm glad that I did, and I will honestly give him a chance, Ms. Marta, and I'll keep you posted.
Good. Can I follow up on what we started the show off with? About stress, there's one piece I wanted to add.
Yes.
Some people have queried too big to be considered marbles and that they're basically boulders. Death in the family. Well, every boulder can be broken down into marbles. For a death in the family, you basically assign marbles out to different people. Somebody writes the obituary. Somebody else picks what the deceased is going to wear. Somebody else sends the notice to the newspaper. So everything around that boulder can be broken down into marbles, and it becomes manageable. When I used to do 15 to 20 people for Thanksgiving, I would write out my recipe and then take my recipe and or my menu, and then take my menu and write out all the different items that would go into it. So for macaroni and cheese, I needed eggs, I needed milk, I needed the macaroni, the spices that were going in it, they would all go on a list. And so that when I went to the store, it was no more, and then I'd look in my cupboards before I went to the store. So when I go to the store then, which is a separate piece, so one marble is creating the menu. One marble is creating my shopping list. Another marble is actually going to get the items. And you know how everybody shows up that day and they want to help and they're saying, well, what should I put this in and what should I put that in? Well, all of my serving dishes I would get out a couple of days ahead of time by Tuesday. And I would take pieces of paper and I would write mashed potatoes and put it in the bowl the mashed potatoes were going to go in. I would write peas on the ones and put it in the bowl so that when someone would come in and we're all cooking and we're all moving around the kitchen and someone would say, where should this go? All I'd have to do is say, go look on the table and find the bowl with the name in the dish. Those are the things that make for a peaceful holiday and let you enjoy your time with people rather than being stressed.
Absolutely.
That's very powerful. It is, especially about the death in the family.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, Ms. Marta. And, again, thanks for hanging out with us. And you are welcome to come past at any time. Folks, if you want to get in contact with Ms. Marta Pearson, you can contact her at action@trainingbymarta.com. And, again, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Training with Marta.
Training with Marta. That's action@trainingbymarta.com. With MARTA.com.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, you're
always
come
welcome.
Back anytime this morning.
Anytime. Love it.
Hey, we're going to pause and come right back. A few minutes left in the show. Ace Hood and the crew.
We the most. Best. Yeah.
Remix mother.
Brow.
Ace Hoods. This the remix.
I come looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best music.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Stepped all over my body. Getting real money, still hating on me, man. Y'all need a new hobby, or they won't talk to me. What they gon' say? Y'all ball, you a water boy, Bobby Boucher. You on top 2K, y'all fruitcakes. Don't really play games, but I keep 2Ks. Damn, Mr. Hood, why you do them like that? Pull up in the drop with the ceiling top back. Couple weeks old, Bugatti done went gold. You ain't even know I deserve that plaque. We the best running air summer, in fact. July 16th, I'm bringing the real back. Broward.
Just
I woke up
mix.
In a new Bugatti.
Hold up, double M back in his back in his. Walk in the club with a Mac on my hip. Diamonds look like snapping the flick. Pulling, I blow 50 racks in the VIP. I back in the whip, man back with your a new Mussolini in back of the six. Rappers, these rappers is sick. Cause my homies got whips that these rappers ain't get. Cause we cracking them bricks and I package is zipping. I'm switching my flow, I speak cracking it. Then I bit hit your bitch, she back on my back. But I get to the dough and get back at your bitch. Like, hold up, I woke up in cool Ferrari. With all my jewelry on me, new Aston Martin. Plus a Rolls Royce and a new Ferrari. That's a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Okay.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Pay for it, got rats, stack them up like Lego. I'm a motherfucker, G, I don't play with no multi-millionaire self-made. H-U-S-T-L-E gang. For that end all we truck, we bang. I'm the new John Gotti in a new Bugatti. I got a few young, how do you wanna get poppin'? Right, I put it in a light. Got ice, but it don't look right. If I buy a brick and it don't cook right, I whip that for a rack, sit tight. I got a bag full of tools and some to move. Okay. Hey, all I want that money, leave the fame to you. I graduated out of gladiator school. So all I know it go like I'm trained to do. Rain that to my Mozzie pedal to the metal, I'm mashing that. I let a top down on my fan, I'm dry. Blowing, I'm high as an astronaut. When you see me, I'm cashing that. Wanting to say the ball has to last. You keep carrying on, you get carried out. Cause I don't take air whooping, just pass the mic. It did work getting blasted back. No, for real, it's worth getting blasted back.
Money conversation gets so high, I be scraping. Got my eyes like an Asian in my ride. Like I'm racing in the sky. Like a plane is gang or die. Ain't no lanes up in my circle, ain't no... Then my eyes throwing money in the air. Pop them bands and let it fly. Where I'm from, you come up short. Pull that thing and let it fly. You know me, blow so much dank. Think I'm Marley. Got so much ink on my body. Brought so much drink to the party. I fell asleep and woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Candy on that money dip. 500, I'm hood rich. Put in work, did 100 flips. Been about the mansions. Stunner Island, we packin'. Rich gang, we uptown. Hard body and Mac. Two on that back. Money and that power. Mansion on that beach. Blood red Bugatti. Versace on my b- blow a meal like it's a dollar. Stunt.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Woke up with the crown. Serving Bobby Brown. Started from the bottom. Now it's caught up Nino Brown. Take my spot and never will. Now I know how metal feel. We both shooters from New York. But I showed how the metal feel. Fidel Castro with them Cuban links. With Mark Cuban where them Cubans lay. Choose my friends, no friends. Hottest new in 10 years.
Boy,
like 10
DJ I woke
Calla
up in a new Bugatti.
Blow hotter than my hobby. Give me that sloppy. All on my car receipt. Give her some money, she did. Like this, I'ma say this.
Did I say it?
If you got good, you should always have your rent paid. Show us a band, I'm not mistaken. Out of my outfit, fashion statement. This the school of hard knocks. Graduation.
Ugh. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm sick of y'all stop talking crazy. How to spitting and they can't debate it. I didn't really know Tupac or Big when other beats were thin with
real. 1056 out here in the DMV area wherever I may be. 917-889-3926 is the number to call. We got about 4 minutes left. And we would like to first and foremost thank our guest, Ms. Marta Pearson, for all of her in-depth insight and her nuggets for us to take home, brown bag it, and, you know, use it later when we need to. We'd like to thank her for stopping by and chilling with us through this little ride that we went through tonight, helping us maintain our stress levels and to how to recognize, maybe get a better scope on how to recognize who that complementary, that supplementary angle that we need.
Yes.
What their qualities are, and to not be scared of a younger individual that may be pursuing us. You know, give us a little encouragement, a little fire up under our behinds. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Move those marbles.
And it was a good show. We appreciate you stopping by. So I don't know what's coming up on the next show. What y'all got for me? What you gonna tell? What we gotta tell the people to get ready for on the next go round? What they get ready for?
Ready for the Friday night cipher?
Yeah, the Friday night cipher. That's what it is, right?
Yep. It's going to bring you a little bit more news and entertainment. Definitely keep you updated there.
No doubt. So, I guess in closing, you know.
Miss Marta, did you want to add anything? Miss Marta, did you want to add anything as we close up?
Contact us. Again,
just a reminder that you can live a stress-free life if you choose to. Develop the habit. Blow your marbles out of your life. And enjoy life. It's been called the present for a reason. It's a gift. Enjoy it. And thank you very much for having me on again. I had a good time tonight.
That's deep.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Inside the Cypher, Friday night. Hey, we got new music for you. So we'll be back same place, same time. Let's get up out of here.
Okay, now I'll do it real quick. All right, and you heard the wellness segment, health and wellness segment, ladies. Need a steady source of vitamin D, okay? Get that vitamin D in you, strong bones.
I've been, and you know what? I was waiting for him to say that, and I think he was waiting to say that.
I was going to say when we came back from the first segment after, but we went to something else. We had to get serious on everybody. So, you know what I'm saying? And vitamin D, ladies, does the body good.
That's the vitamin D left out, huh?
Mm-hmm. Lower that stress level.
Figured you would be the one to pick that up. Anyway,
you know the best vitamin D is sunshine.
There you go, Miss Marta. Clean it up.
Make sure you get outside for 15 minutes every day into the sun, no matter how cold it is.
There you
go. Right, give me that vitamin D.
And we are that team, that crew at TM Hive Radio Network. He is the general, TM Hive, and I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Dave James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Didi Willingham, and Toya, Nokia the Entity. We love y'all. Y'all take care. See you Friday night.
Way to clean it up, Mr. Marshall. Way to clean it up.
Talk radio show.